What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God. Everybody had to leave, man, but I had to get my man in here because he's here for the week. The UFC welterweight champion, Mr. Leon Edwards. What's happening?
What's going on? What's good?
Listen, my guy right here, Red.
Yeah.
He's so excited that you're here.
I appreciate it.
He's a big MMA guy.
I'm excited
UFC
to be
guy.
Here. No, this is like, for me, like in the UK, this is like a big deal, you know, so I'm happy to be here and all of.
What are you doing in the States?
I'm just promoting media run.
Okay.
Israel's fighting this Saturday.
Is he?
Yeah. So I want to watch him and just been busy since the fight. I won about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been busy like promoting that and running off that.
So how do you get in the UFC, man? Like, what made you want to beat people up for a living?
Well, I got 16, 17 years old. I got into mixed martial arts and. Because I was always getting into trouble as a kid, you know?
Like it always starts like that.
Yeah, 100%. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrated to the UK at like 10 years old. My dad died at 13, got murdered at 13 in London, in the UK. And from there, I went on like a bad spiral.
Mm.
Some of my mom suggested mixed martial arts because I was always good at fighting,
mm-hmm.
you know? So she like, just try this out and fell in love with it. Yeah, well, yeah, so.
Before your father passed, did you have the same anger? I guess it would be anger, like anger and rage. Was it anger and rage you had to kind of like project somewhere? That's why you got into the fighting?
Well, before he passed or after?
Well, after he passed.
Yeah. It's like after he passed, I think that's where it took a turn, right? Because Like growing up, like in Jamaica, my dad was like the leader of the gang where I grew up. In, like, I was born into in Jamaica, mm-hmm. you know. So I've always been around like violence as far as like guns and stuff like that, you know. So I was always like used to it. Then obviously when it passed away, I think more just like the trauma of it, like drawing me down into like hanging out, getting into gangs mm-hmm. and like same shit that he was into, you know. And to this, about 13 to about 17, when I met martial arts and kind of grew out of it.
Do you remember what your temperament was like before he passed?
Yeah, but like similar. Like I'm like a humble, calm kid, you know. So yeah. That was like me before, mm-hmm. you know. And then obviously when he passed, I just remember the switch, you know. And
yeah.
just thinking, I like the world, like the world, like. I just moved to a new country. My dad got killed in that country we moved to. Single mom. So you gotta like figure it out, like going to a new country, figuring out with two kids. And so like all that, your mom is never in the house because she's always working, mm-hmm. you know? So it's, I think it's the same story for most people from like where I'm from, you know?
Well, yeah.
Well, not most people, like from like trenches I'm from, it's similar stories, you know?
But everybody don't grow to have success.
Yeah, yeah,
because exactly. you know, sometimes, you know, if you don't deal with your trauma ends up dealing with you.
Yeah.
So clearly,
yeah.
somewhere along the line, you found a way to channel that trauma exactly. to something positive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember going, like, the first day in the gym, I remember, like, the positive feedback I was getting, you know, like, oh, you're good, like, you should, you can do something with it. I feel like that spurred me on mm-hmm. to want to keep going back to the gym, you know, that, I feel like the positive reinforcement that I had, like, made me want to go every mm-hmm. day. So, like, at one point, I was in the gym from, like, morning till, like, night. You know, I'll train in the morning, I'll chill there all day, and then I'll train again on the night, mm-hmm. you know, and that was my routine from, like, 18 to in my 20s, you know.
Wow. I'm interested in, like, what did your mom instill in you? You know what I mean? Because for some reason, yeah. people think that when you're raised by just your mom, you can't grow up tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clearly you did that.
100%. my mom is tough, you know.
Where?
Like, she had to be tough.
I'm hoping you take it off and leave it.
I got it yesterday in, at Dior yesterday. But over here, the tax over here is, like, almost double the price compared to the UK, you know. Like, in the UK, like, this jacket in the UK is, like, in pounds, it's, like, let's say about 2,000.
Yeah.
Over here, it's, like, 2,500.
Damn.
2,800, you know. But yeah, my mom, she was like raised tough. She was like, come from like all girls, all sisters, mm-hmm. no brothers. She had me at age 15 in Jamaica, you know, in Kingston, Jamaica, in poverty. So she had to be tough, you know. So yeah, she definitely raised two tough boys, you know. Mm-hmm. My brother as well, Fabian, he does mixed martial arts as well. He fights at Bellator, and he's like one fight away from fighting for the world title, you know. So. Should definitely raise some killers for sure.
I'm surprised you didn't like hate the country y'all moved to after something that tragic happens. Like I don't want to be here no more after seeing my father pass.
Yeah, but it could have passed in Jamaica as well. Just in the life he was living.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like to be the leader of a gang in Jamaica, you have to be like on some shit. You get mm-hmm. me? So, you could have passed it. As a kid, I just knew that was the outcome. It's like everyone around me was dying. You know, so mm-hmm. like that was the outcome. Like eventually, it's even gonna get. To death or prison or something, you know. I was as a kid, I didn't thought like that, but now mm-hmm. looking back at it, like, that's really realistically the only outcome that could happen. You know?
Why martial arts? Like who?
I don't know. It's like random. I never know what the UFC was before that. I didn't know what mixed martial arts was before that. You know, mm-hmm. Like literally, I was walking to the bus stop. My mom and she suggested there's a gym getting built in my area where I grew up, and she was like, "You should try this out." Thinking I'll just keep me away from hanging around on the street with my mm-hmm. friends, and I was like, okay, for her I'll do it, you know. So I went up to the gym, inquired about the membership. At the time, membership was £60 a month, which is like $70 mm-hmm. a month. But as a single mom, I know that she couldn't afford it. And I thought that's a hefty monthly price tag for a single mom, you know. But she's like, listen, I'll pay for it. Just go, just do it, you know. I was like, okay, I'll do it, and I did it, and yeah, just. Kept growing and kept improving.
I'm sure you didn't make the transition from the street so fast, though.
Nah, I was still like dabbling. I dabbled to about 16 to about 19. I dabbled, you know.
So you know a little bit of martial arts and you're in the street. Who's the first person you kicked in the neck?
I fucked up a few people. But I was always good at fighting from like just like off the rip, you know, just like good at street fighting. But honestly, when you go to mixed martial arts, you get like technical at mm-hmm. fighting. You know exactly what you're looking for and how to do it, you know. And So yeah, I took out a few.
So when did you learn the discipline? Because I'm sure the discipline is probably what helped you really make the transition.
Yeah, 100%. I'll say like literally probably like a year into it, you know, because also when I got into it, I started like researching the sport, like what is mixed martial arts, like what do they make, is it a career in it, you know, and then once I see there's a career in it, I was like, okay, cool, I'll stick to it, you know, and I think over time, just like gradually, just your energy just switches, you know, you want to be in the gym, you know, you don't hang around in the street, just getting in trouble. In the UK as well, it's a big like a knife crime thing. Like over here, it's like guns, right? We got guns as well, but you, like for the like 16, 17, 15, 14, that's like stabbings, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's either that or just hang around in the gym. That's what I did, hang around in the gym. Now all my friends that are hanging around on the street are now in the gym, you know? So just like for me making a switch, now all my friends are now into martial arts, you know?
Wow. Now I know UFC President Dana White has confirmed the trilogy fight with you and Kamaru
Usman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you feeling about that? Nah, it's going to be in England?
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for that. You know, like to headline the UK, 60,000 people is trying to get like a stadium show. It's going to be big, you know, it's going to be big. And I'm excited. This is the third time around. He beat me the first time by points, and I knocked him out the second time, you know. So now we're going back home on my turf and my backyard, and I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Why a third time though? Like mentally, why do you need a third fight?
I think not for me. I think for him is he was a long reigning champion for a while.
Yeah.
You know, so I think in the UFC, if you reign for a little bit, they'll kind of give you like another shot at the bout. So he was undefeated for like 8 years. So yeah, after I knocked him out, there's okay, let's do it. But now on your turf and in your backyard, and but to me it doesn't matter. You know, I'll do the same thing over and over again. So. A good fight 10 times, I believe that I'll win nine of them, you know.
How do you think the third fight is going to play out? Because I always wonder about that when you fight a person three times. Like, does a person see something in you? Like, if I can expose that weakness, maybe I have a chance. Like,
I think for Usman, he's like a very heavy base, wrestling base fighter. You know, decent boxing, but more wrestler than anything. And I think now, I'd love to see how he comes out after being, like, it was out cold, you know. So I'd love to see like how he reacts after being put out cold. Because at the time, I think he fought and he said that he could never be beaten, undefeated for 8 years, never lost in the UFC, never been taken out in the UFC.
Wow.
I did it both in one fight, you know. So I'd love to see how he comes back now and run it back. So either way, it doesn't make no matter to me.
Do you abstain from sex before fights? I always hear that about boxers.
I normally like three, it depends on the fight as well. I think like normally like 3 or 4 weeks, like a month, like about a month before. I think it's more mental than anything. Like,
yeah.
I did it before in my amateur days.
What, fucking on the same day as the fight?
Nah.
What do you mean? What?
Nah. That's a different week in your legs. After a fuck, I went to sleep, so no way. probably like a month before, just more mental than anything. I don't think physically it makes a difference, but in my amateur days, I did it. Like a week off the fight, and I was fine, you know. So, but I think now you're playing for big money and it's opportunities. I don't want to like risk it, you know.
Yeah, I heard that you were sparring with Ian Garry, and you sent him to the hospital after kicking him in the head.
It was a light spar. I wasn't going that hard, you know. Like he came. Like,
he wasn't clearly.
Yeah, no, he was going. It was a good spar, a good level work, you know. And he hit me first with a head kick, like a good one, you know. I was like, okay, cool. Then I gave him one back, but like my toes hit his mouth. It weren't like my shin, you know. Like normally when the shin hit, that's when you're out, you know. And but when the toes hit, it's like a slap. It's like so like you can't hit it, like busted his teeth. And but it's all good. He's good.
Hold
good
on, whoa,
new
whoa,
teammate.
Whoa. You busted his teeth with your toes?
Yeah, it's like a your toes hit right, so it's like a slap. You know, but normally,
I'm trying
no,
to figure
like,
this out.
No, normally
hold
when
on,
no,
hold on, man. So you it was just toes.
Yeah, because like when you throw the kick, normally you're trying to land like your shin bone.
Yeah,
that's you trying to land on the head, and that like put you out cold. But if you fall short, then your feet will like slap them.
Yeah,
and that's what happened basically. And
God, you, damn,
like, busted a lip, but it's all good.
Do you work out your feet?
Nah, you have to get conditioned. Like, your body just get conditioned over time from like hitting shit and just get tougher and tougher, you know?
Yeah, you had to negotiate a new deal before the Usman fight too, right?
Yeah, but now I wonder about now it's a new negotiation again.
Okay.
You know, because now I got to negotiate pay per view and percentages and get that dope. You know.
Is that normal? Is it a per fight negotiation?
No. Normally, okay. UFC it's like a contracted like five fights, but at this level, like top five, normally it's like a longer contract, mm-hmm. and you get to like negotiate. It depends on who you're fighting. Mm-hmm. Like I fought like Nate Diaz before. And I renegotiated for that as well. So it depends on the opponent, how big the fight is, and that's normally how it goes.
Why do UFC fighters look so bad in the ring when they fight like a Jake Paul?
Yeah, but Jake Paul is fighting like all like the retired UFC fighters, you know.
Yeah.
Like he fought like Anderson Silva the other day. Like for mm-hmm. me, that's my idol. Mm-hmm. When I was like young, getting into MMA, he was like the guy that I looked up to, like in his prime, mm-hmm. you know. And obviously now to see that the other day when he fought, and he's like 46 years old, and slow down, his reflexes ain't the same, and his chin is a bit gone, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah, but he's fighting like retired UFC fighters, and yeah. He fought no one that's like fresh.
He called out Nate Diaz.
But Nate Diaz is Nate Diaz.
Too long in the tooth.
Yeah. it took a lot of work over the years,
yeah.
you know, and he's only small as well. So I think Jake is at what, 190, 180? I don't know how big he is, but yeah, I think he's small compared to
Jake. Is UFC and boxing that much different?
I think like a UFC guy can learn boxing quite fast, mm-hmm. but I think the opposite way around, like a boxer to learn MMA is probably a longer process. Mm-hmm. You got like wrestling, jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, it's a lot to learn, you know, but we do boxing as part of our training. So it's not a big difference, but it's like a different range, different timing. It's all different. You're only punching the head on the body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As mixed martial arts, you can kick the leg, you can kick the body, you can kick the head, you know, you can hit elbows. And so, I think it's easier to learn.
You think you'd fuck Jake Paul up?
Facts, yeah. Facts. I think, I'm like, cause my style's like striking, like my preference mm-hmm. is to strike. You know, I'm comfortable with boxes, and I got a great boxing coach back home that helps me out. And in camp, I always get good boxing work, you know, because I think it toughens you up it conditions your body, you know, because when you spar boxers, they go hard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth it for you to do something like that? Or do you feel like that feels like a sideshow almost? Like
what, boxing?
Well, no, with somebody like a Jake Paul. Not now,
because I'm in my prime now, you know.
Yeah.
I just won the UFC about 2 months ago, and this was my dream when I was like, got into the sport, mm-hmm. is to get it in and use it to change my family's life, you know, and also, for the dough, if the dough is good, I'll do it, you know. But right now, I'm focusing on being like the best right now in my sport, you know. And after that, then I can venture out and see what's new.
I saw you tell mirror.co.uk yeah. that the Ewan McGregor fight could happen.
I said it'd be easier to happen. We've got the same management team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to Red Hat, Tim, because all white people.
Yeah. That's obvious.
Yeah.
You didn't have to, you know, make that statement. We know. I can look. I got eyes.
So we got the same like management team.
Yeah.
You know, so if it was gonna happen, it'd be easy to make, you know, because it's in-house talk. And but
would you even want that?
For the money, yeah. But as far as like my career, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. He's not a welterweight. I'm a welterweight. He's no like a lightweight. I know he put like some muscle on recently, but yeah, I think I'm too big for him.
You think he fell off, Conor McGregor?
It'd be difficult for him to come back and compete against top five. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, I think he put a lot of muscle on as well. That affects the fighter a lot, you know, especially if he broke his legs, he ain't been able to like train properly and.
Mm-hmm.
But I love for him to come back and do well. You know, I'm not a hater. I don't. Like, his success doesn't, like, dim mine, you know? So, mm-hmm. Hopefully he does come back and do well.
Do y'all really, I mean, this might be a stupid question, probably is, but do y'all really love what y'all do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do for sure. Because just, like, obviously you go for, like, moments, like, in a job, right? You go for, like, moments, like, it's, like training is mm-hmm. is hard, and, like, media runs are hard, and just, like, you go for moments, you know, but, like, overall, like, it's changed my life, you know, it's changed my family's life, and mm-hmm. I'm able to provide for my family, and it gave me discipline that I've used now to pass down to my son. He does like jiu-jitsu now and boxing, you know, so I think, like, I never wanted to fight, but I wanted to learn the hard work, the discipline, the dedication
mm-hmm.
that you can take and use in anything you want to do in life, you know. So I think mixed martial arts is definitely helpful for any man to do, and even girls to do, you know. It just teaches you a lot about yourself.
Because I think about Izzy, right? And I've had the pleasure of sitting down building with Izzy a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that intrigues me about all of y'all is y'all so humble and cool. But clearly psychopaths.
Yeah.
Right? clearly psychopaths. And Izzy said he's willing to die and ready to die in the ring. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, facts. I think, like, fight night you are, you know, like, what? You're ready to, like, you're not going there thinking I'm going to die, like I'm sure to die, I'll die. But you'll push your body to the extreme where that whatever happens, mm-hmm. you know, and because you want to win so bad. That is a weird thing to say. When you say it out loud, it sounds weird, but I think you want to win so bad and that you're willing to go put your body through whatever you have to put it through to achieve that goal, you know.
Would you ever be on, like, you know, salute to Deontay Wilder, you know, at one time he said,
yeah, but he's powerful.
He wanted to catch a body.
Yeah, but he's powerful as fuck. So he probably could catch like a few bodies, you know. Even last fight before that guy the last time, it's like a weird hook, and like the guy was like shaking on the floor, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to looking to like kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the game is the game, you know.
Are you ever worried about things like brain trauma, CTE, like?
No. I probably should, but. Not really, you know. Mm-hmm. I think there's risk in any sport and anything you do in life, you know. And I think as long as you enjoy it, you're good at it, you're not going at it again, getting damaged every single fight,
mm-hmm.
then you should be all good, you know. I don't take as much damage as some people, but not really. I think you start worrying about that. It's time to retire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna fight like scared. You're gonna fight like you don't want to be hit, you know. You gotta be comfortable, confident in yourself, and go out and execute.
What do you do to work yourself up before you get into the ring? Like, how do you get into that mind state, that killer be killed mind state?
I was going back to like roots, you know, like all straight to Jamaican music. I just like just loads of like reggae and
Bounty Killer.
Even the new ones like Skang and all that, they're like big as well at the moment. So yeah, go back to roots and just like get
old
in that
school
zone.
Good homophobic Jamaican music. Kumbaya.
Let's go back to that. The boom, bye, bye. Yeah, you go. I went back to the roots and just getting out of that zone to go out there and work, you know. And but after that, it's all love, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just like a mind frame to get yourself into to go compete, you know.
Is it all love, though? Do you leave it in the ring? Because you've had fights backstage.
Yeah. Not with him. Not with Monster, though. That's what it is. That's beef, you know. But
You really don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Why? No. Why does it get personal?
Like backstage, we had like a scruffle backstage, you know. We threw a few shots. Like that was in London as well, in my hometown, mm-hmm. you know. But they took him and moved him and hit him and flew him out of the country, you know. So I haven't seen him since.
Mm-hmm.
That's like three years ago. But apart from that, everyone else is, as soon as you fight, it's like backstage. It's all like good luck with your life, mm-hmm. your family, your career, and it's all love. Like martial arts, it's all just like discipline, you know. It's just like a humble, it does humble you, you know, because some days you're the hammer, some days you're the nail,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you are humbled. You're just like a little skinny kid that's like 16 years old that's good at jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
just like choking you out, you know. It's like, so it does humble you a lot.
Why don't you personally like that Jorge?
Jorge.
What's it? I can't pronounce it.
I think it's Jorge.
Jorge, I'm sorry.
Jorge. Just from what happened backstage, we were like a little back and forth on Twitter. He fought at the O2 in London, so did I. I was co-main event. Him and Darren Till was the main event. I won my fight, then he won his fight as well. So we was meant to fight each other after that fight, mm-hmm. you know. And as I was walking past each other, just basically a little scruffle happened, and mm-hmm. then from then, like, we just never got on, and just that's it.
And how can you let that go?
I can't let it go.
Damn.
It's not let go. That's like 3 years ago.
Wow.
You know, like, nah, it's not let go. I have to get it. I have mm-hmm. to get it back, you know, either in the octagon or on the street, you know. Like, it has to be a get back.
When the last time you've been angry that it had nothing to do with fighting? Just.
I don't really get angry, you know. I'm trying to think. Like, outside fighting, just like.
Yeah, just in general, just life, like.
I don't.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's weird, right? Because, like when you get, like, girls and that, like, oh, you got no, like, emotion, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think, like, after you finish training, like, let's say you train twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
when they get home, you just can't be like bothered. It's like a meditation. It's like can't be asked to like entertain the bullshit, right? Because it's just like you're like in a zen state. You train twice a day, and your body's tired, your mind is tired. You just can't be bothered to entertain the bullshit. You know, I think that's why when I got into mixed martial arts at 16, like how it changed me into that person. You know, because when I was younger, I was more angry. I was more like blaming the world for everything, and now I just know that it's all down to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so interesting because it makes you feel like, damn, is some sort of violence necessary?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I believe it is. Like, that's how my son does it. You know, I think it needs to be...
That's what who does it?
My son.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I think you need, like, a little popping in those here and there and just to, like, humble you a little bit and just know that you're human as well, you know? And I think violence is definitely necessary. Not, like, bullying people, mm-hmm. but as far as just like controlled violence, if you can control it, is I think that's where sport comes into it, you know, is definitely necessary.
Like put the gloves on, because you know you think about it, right? We throughout the day, yeah. us normal people yeah, that don't yeah. fight for a living,
yeah, yeah.
You think about fucking some people yeah, up, you know what yeah, I mean? Facts, like, yeah. like so.
But think how good it would be if you like you both like you and them decide to fight each other. Be like, you know what? Fuck it, let's have a fight. Then you have to fight. After you just feel like. Like, that was some good work. Like,
yeah.
have a good day, you know? Like, yeah, it settled it there and then, and it's done. You get me? So, I think...
Nah, that really might be so good for your mental health, man.
Nah, it is, man. I'm telling you, like, all the fighters that you meet, they're all, like, humble, right? They're all, like, just, like, calm, humble, yeah. and apart from, like, someone like Mike Tyson, but for everyone else, it's all just, like, just calm and, like, zen, you know? Because mm-hmm. it's, like, you know what you can do, like, as far as, like, fighting. It gives you the confidence in yourself to feel like, listen, like, in most rooms I go into, like, I probably could win the fight, a one-to-one fight with somebody. So you give you that confidence in yourself that I don't have to portray, like, being tough and hard, because I know that if it does go down, I'm probably going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know, so so that, and then just part of it is, like, you let out all the anger in, like, hitting pads or hitting bags or sparring or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you come to, like, the real world, you're calm, you know? Like, I've got friends that, like, bad road rage, like just like chase the guys down in cars and everything. Like for me, it's just like carrying me today, you know?
Yeah, you might can get away with that in London because yeah. ain't nobody shooting.
No shit.
That's right.
Nah, listen, there's shooting in the UK, man.
Okay.
Like there is shooting, you know, but obviously for the kids, mm-hmm. knife crime is the thing, you know, like that's like the thing, you know. Like when I was young, like I've been like knife to school and shit, mm-hmm. you know, it's like just what it is. Obviously it's a sad thing, but that's what it is, you know.
Do people try to like they run up in your street and be like, oh, what's up, man? You know what I mean? Challenge, you know.
Nah. you know, if you go out to the club or something, like yeah. you get drunk, like I reckon I could like have you. It's like, okay, cool. No, yeah, you probably can't, but cool, you know.
Yeah.
But not like a day to day. Not in the UK. Nah, definitely not. Nah.
When the last time you been in a street fight?
6 years ago, probably. And that's like a random like drunken fight,
yeah,
you know. But if I was like a sober head,
what
like,
happened?
I can't remember. It was like a club in the club. My friend started fighting, and that was it. He just went off.
Yeah,
you know. So it went like me, like started with me, started with one of my friends, and yeah, it went like south from then.
Damn. At least he had you on his side.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you know, that's probably why he started fighting. Yeah, like, you know who I'm with.
Like you know, when you're young, like they used to do it all the time. You know, like. Like they're like comfortable, they won't back down from the fight because mm-hmm. they know like worst case scenario if it does go off like most of my friends can fight as well, you know, because they're all narrow during like mixed martial arts,
mm-hmm.
not to like compete but they train it, you know, and so they're all like good, they're good street fighters, you know, so it's all good.
Is it true that you when you're the type of fighter you are, you gotta have like registered hands or something like that?
Nah, I'm registered. My body's registered as far as like health insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Not. I think you can't go out there like looking to like pick fights with people. You could obviously get sued, right? But you can definitely self defense, like defend yourself if you feel like you have to, you know.
Or
facts.
Well, Leon, I know you gotta go, man. I just wanted to just thank you for coming through, my brother.
I appreciate it. Like for me, like I said, it's a honor and a big deal for me, you know. To meet you, like, you're smaller than what I thought you look.
Yo, don't think you can try me.
Nah, it's all love, but like this is what I watch. Like my manager tell you, like in camp, like you train twice a day. Like, this is my like my downtime, you know. Like, I'll.
What's your favorite Breakfast Club episode?
I've seen all of them. Mm-hmm. I was like the Birdman one. That was a good one. That's like the cliche one, and that's like all of it. That's like the way like you interact with the people, you know. Like you make it feel chilled. Not that pressure doing it, you know, so I appreciate it.
I'm sorry MV and you wasn't here, but they don't like UFC, yeah, so.
You have been to a fight before?
I've never been to a UFC fight.
You going on Saturday to Izzy?
I'm out of town.
Nah, it's a atmosphere is good.
They love. I mean, listen, everybody I know loves it. Like, you know Andrew Schultz they love it.
Like, I got him on Friday, I think. But it's sick. Like, you need to go. It's a experience. You been? Right.
He loved. He loves you.
I'll try to get some tickets somewhere. Right. Yeah, it's sick. All right.
Leon Edwards, everybody. Thank you, my brother.
No, I appreciate it.
Breakfast Club.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you, man.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.